Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Will dip down to about 28 tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 62. Dry with temperatures well above average, Friday and Saturday, and highs from the upper 50s to the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Ulua Lockwood. Right now, 37.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Leaders from Seward County and Liberal made the most of their trip to Topeka this legislative session, engaging with state officials on key issues.
At the annual Pancakes of the Capitol, they promoted International Pancake Day and connected with lawmakers. They made progress on the Missoni Bridge Project by meeting Union Pacific representatives face-to-face. At the Kansas Legislative Policy Group meeting, they discussed attorney shortages, tax policy and economic forecasts. Workforce shortages, mental health, and water infrastructure were also major topics. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Salina police are investigating after a woman said she fell victim to a romance scam. A man claiming to be a U.S. Marine cheated the woman out of almost $90,000. The two met on a dating app, and he said he was on a mission in Norway and needed the money to get home to Nebraska. She sent the money via PayPal, Cash App, cryptocurrency, Apple gift cards, and other payment methods. Common romance scams are posted on the FTC website. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. At about 6:56 p.m. on Monday, the Hays Fire Department was dispatched to report of a structure fire with smoke showing located at 1725 Haney Drive in Hays. And upon arrival, fire crews found a detached garage behind the home was heavily involved with fire. Crews then deployed 2 1-3/4-inch hand lines to attack the fire, and firefighters quickly brought the fire under control. The crew stayed on the scene searching for and extinguishing hot spots. No injuries were reported, and an investigation that was conducted after the fire to try and determine the cause and origin of the fire concluded that the fire was accidental. The Hays Fire Department, the Ellis County Fire Department Company 5, Ellis County EMS, the Hays Police Department, and Midwest Energy all responded. The Hays Fire Department would like to remind everyone to check smoke and CO alarms to make sure they are functioning correctly. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, the co-chair of the Congressional Down Syndrome Task Force, was joined by Senators Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland to reintroduce the Ensuring Nationwide Access to Better Life Experience, or ENABLE Act, which would make permanent several positions from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act related to ABLE accounts. Senator Moran said that as co-chair of the Congressional Down Syndrome Task Force, he's worked to help pass the original ABLE Act, and he's grateful to see more steps being taken to secure this important program, which allows individuals with disabilities to have greater financial stability. He said that by extending reforms to the program they have already proven successful, people with disabilities can continue to access these accounts and have flexibility investing in their futures. And he thanks Senator Schmidt and Van Hollen for their continued efforts to protect this critical program. The senators were joined by 11 other senators introducing this effort. Achieving a Better Life Experience, or ABLE accounts, also known as 529A accounts, allow people with disabilities and their families to save and invest through tax-free savings account without losing eligibility for federal programs like Medicaid and Supplemental Security Income. Governor Kelly and the Kansas Water Office recently announced the award winners for the second round of the Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 grant programs, which provide over $26 million in funding for water projects and technical assistance to communities across Kansas. In 2023, Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 increased the amount of state funding for the State Water Plan Fund, or SWPF, and created two new water-related grant funds, the Technical Assistance Grant Fund and the Water Projects Grant Fund. And in the first year, 34 municipalities and special districts related to water were rewarded $18 million. The grant program received over 300 applications in its first year, so an additional $10 million was provided in 2024 through the legislature to address the high demand for funding. Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office, said they're grateful for the legislature and Governor Kelly for approving this additional funding, as they received a large number of applications again this year, and this funding is necessary to Kansas communities. 39 technical assistance grants and 24 water project grants were awarded to 70 communities and special districts related to water, though over 270 communities applied for the 2024 funding period, requesting a total of $237 million. Senator Rick Billinger with Kansas Senate District 40 said Kansas's small agricultural towns are the lifeblood of our state, and this funding will help these communities have the clean and affordable water access they need to thrive. A total of $26,287,103 was awarded. Locally, for the Technical Assistance Grant Fund, Norcator was awarded $134,700, and for loan assistance, NWKPNDC Hill City was awarded $1,104,952. To see the full list of funded projects, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, a 35-year-old Omaha man will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing his girlfriend. 35-year-old Raymond Evans of Omaha was sentenced on Wednesday to life for first-degree murder, and he also got 40 to 50 years for a weapons charge. In November 2023, Evans beat his girlfriend, 34-year-old Cecilia Perez, to death, and her body was found near Lincoln in a field at 98th Street and Havelock Avenue. Perez's family reported that she was a victim of domestic violence. And if you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship and needs help, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. The Nebraska State Patrol responded to a crash on Interstate 80 on Saturday night that killed several cows. Just before 7:30 p.m., two vehicles driving east on I-80 collided near the Pleasant Dale exit just west of Lincoln. And as a result of the crash, a semi-trailer carrying cattle rolled, blocking traffic in both eastbound lanes. Neither driver was injured in the crash, however, many of the cattle did not survive. The State Patrol said the area took several hours to clean up, and both the eastbound lanes of I-80 reopened at 4 a.m. The former Farnham Village clerk and current village board member faces charges after officials say she failed to bill herself for city services. Darcy Gurule, 40, is charged in Dawson County Court with theft of services, $501 to $1,499, and official misconduct, and both counts are misdemeanors. According to the arrest affidavit, in January, Dawson County Sheriff Mark Montgomery received a call from the Farnham Village attorney who stated he was reviewing past water bills and noticed Gurule had not paid her water bill to the village for at least 15 months. Court records say Gurule paid her bill in April 2021 and did not receive another invoice until June of 2022, and it adds the payment was made the following month. The affidavit said in 2023, Gurule failed to bill herself for 7 months. Court records add that the total theft of services totaled $1,953 over the course of 21 months when she failed to pay her utility bills. Court records say on Tuesday, Gurule filed 10% of a $2,500 bond to be released from jail. Court records do not list her next court date. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on February 10th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, and Commissioner Richard Thompson, along with others to present business or observe. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste informed the commissioners that the hydraulic compactor is having issues with metal in the tank, and the solution is to refill the tank with new oil for $1,400. Commissioner Thompson moved to refill the tank for $1,400. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Ted brought in the modified agreement between Foley Tractor on the annual service agreement, and he stated that this modification will save the county $800 per year, and no action was needed, as Ted was to sign the new agreement on behalf of the county. Ted then informed the commission that he has reached out to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for a grant to obtain a steel storage container for lithium batteries, and with the grant money, the cost of the container will be $1,700. Commissioner Beidler moved to purchase the storage container upon arrival of the grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment at a cost of $1,700. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Ted reported that BG has been out to run the compaction tests on the new landfill cell, and he presented three bids for a new air compressor with dual pumps and 80 gallons of capacity, with Roy Sales and Service bidding $1,248, CarQuest bid $1,731, and Baumgars bid $2,600. Commissioner Thompson moved to purchase the air compressor using the equipment line item fund. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Thompson moved to ratify the burn ban resolution that was put in place on February 3, 2025, by proxy votes, and Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. Commissioner Beidler brought up during discussion that it would be beneficial to have the ability to lift the burn ban without having to call a meeting if weather conditions improved and the burn ban could be lifted. So County Attorney Horn will research statutory language that gives authority to one county official to lift the ban once a triggering event takes place. Commissioner Beidler moved that Norton County Resolution 2025-05 be passed, which is a resolution that is needed to meet the requirement of the NCK-LEPG board's application to join the interlocal group. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Thompson then moved to sign the agreement to join the NCK-LEPG interlocal group. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin joined the meeting at 9:28 p.m. as she wanted to discuss some staffing issues that she has during the lunch hour. After discussion with the commissioners and the clerk's office, an agreement was reached to keep the staffing level sufficient in order to keep the treasurer's office open during the noon hour, and it was also decided that on rare occasions, the office would be closed over the noon hour. Signs would be posted on the front doors of both entrances to the courthouse, and the media would be contacted to alleviate the inconvenience to their patrons. A bill for $557.55 for the retirement gift party was presented to the commissioners. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay the bill out of the general fund. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Chairman Matchett gave a report of his recent attendance to the Rawlins County Commissioners meeting, saying it was nice to see how other commissioners functioned and hear about the issues involving their counties. Joe Ray, who works for the county during the summer on the mowing crew, expressed his concern to the commissioners about the issues with the electronics on the John Deere tractor owned by the county, and before he left the meeting, he gave his input. Chairman Matchett reported on a text that he had received from a patron regarding losing landline service in the southwest part of the county. The issue was discussed and found to not be an issue that the county had jurisdiction over, though Chairman Matchett said he was going to call to see how he could help. County Road Supervisor Terry Laughlin joined the meeting and reported on his findings of reclaiming the gravel from the sides of the road versus hauling in new gravel, as based upon the calculations from county employee Brad LeBue, it costs $1,361 per mile for new gravel versus $282 to reclaim it. Terry then reported that he is coordinating with the City of Norton on chip and seal projects this summer. From his research on mowers and tractors, Terry said he's leaning on getting a tractor to pull the mower instead of the side mount mower, and the tractor could then be used to hook onto a groomer and move gravel back onto the roads. Dale Jacobson, a Norton City Council member, inquired about county issues and informed the commission about upcoming issues for the city. As he said, it's his goal that the communication and cooperation between the county and city remain good, and he welcomed the commissioners to attend the council meetings. Commissioner Beidler moved that the minutes of the January 30, 2025 commission meeting be approved. Commissioner Thompson seconded, and the motion carried. And Commissioner Beidler gave a report of his attendance at the state legislature, saying he felt Norton County was well-received and felt the meeting was an overall success. Commissioner Beidler then moved to adjourn the meeting, and the meeting was adjourned at 11:50 a.m. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having cheeseburger pockets, potatoes, fresh vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 58 and breezy with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 28 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 62 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be clear with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 66. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 58. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers after noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 54. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. And on Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 52 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03, the dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The NFL Scouting Combine is in Indianapolis this week before the league year begins in just over 2 weeks, and head coach of the Chiefs, Andy Reid, spoke about the fact that it appears Travis Kelce will most likely come back, but he left the door open for a potential retirement.
And that's up to Travis. At this point, you get out of town and relax. You know, that's kind of my motto for these guys. They played a lot of games and a lot of, you know, for a consistent amount of seasons here, and So you get to the end of the thing, you've exhausted yourself mentally and physically. Step back and take care of that, then we'll talk. So, but for right now, I think that's what he's doing. And he and I will get together. Now, listen, I had exit meetings with all the guys so before they left. So we did have a chance to talk to answer your initial question.
Team executives are up in Indianapolis getting a look at the new draft talent, and the new league year begins on March 12th with free agency coming that same day. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.